Once upon a time, in a great forest, there lived a poor woodcutter and the poor woodcutter's wife. No, 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 fear not, this isn't Hop o' My Thumb. Far from it. Like you, I hate that mawkish fairy tale. Who ever heard of parents abandoning their children simply because they could no longer feed them? It's absurd. And in this great forest, there reigned a great hunger and a great cold, especially in winter. In summer, a sweltering heat beat down on the forest and drove out the great cold. The hunger, on the other hand, was constant, especially during those days when all around the forest, the World War raged. Yes, 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 the World War. The poor woodcutter had been conscripted to carry out public works, to the sole benefit of the conquering army that occupied the towns, the villages, the fields, and the forests. And so it was that from sunup to sundown, the poor woodcutter's wife trudged through the woodland in the oft-disappointed hope of providing for her humble family. Fortunately, for it is an ill wind that blows no one any good, the poor woodcutter and his wife had no children to feed. Every day, the woodcutter thanked heaven for this blessing. The woodcutter's wife, for her part, lamented it in secret. True, she had no child to feed, but nor had she a child to love. And so she prayed to heaven, to the gods, the wind, the rain, the trees, to the sun itself when its rays pierced the dense foliage and flooded her little glade with a magical glow. She implored the powers of heaven and earth to finally grant her the blessing of a child. Little by little, as the years passed, she realized that all the powers of heaven, of earth, and of magic were conspiring with her husband to deny her a child. And so she prayed that there might at least be an end to the hunger and the cold that tormented her from sunup to sundown, by night as by day. The poor woodcutter rose before the dawn so he could devote all his time and energy to the construction of military buildings for the public and the private good.